congratulations on the movie, first of all. How have you found your time in Australia so far?
Thank you very much for interview here. So happy and so proud to be here.
For people who aren't familiar with the movie, can you give us a brief overview of what Children of the Mist is about?
My theme is I follow my protagonist in 3.5 years, and it's a story about one girl from Hmong community in northern Vietnam. I want to tell about our sadness and loneliness we have to go through when we growing up. Even we have a family and friends around us, but this is really sad feeling when we have to going through when we're growing up. So.
I watched the trailer a couple of weeks ago in my office, just sitting at my desk, and I was bawling my eyes out crying right there.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I had to explain it to my coworkers. They were a bit confused, but it was a really beautiful experience just watching the trailer. Have people had that reaction to the movie so far? Have people found it to be a quite emotional experience watching?
Yeah, it's for Asian audiences. I think they have a similar experience. But for Western audiences, I think they will focus more on the social issue in my films.
You said your background was in journalism. What inspired you to tell this story as a documentary film?
I quit my job as a journalist because I think I need more time with documentary film. Because with documentary film, I have chance to spend a lot of time to listen people and to tell a story. And because I think it's most important for documentary filmmakers is spend a lot of time with the protagonist and the subject to try to understand them with their culture. And with my film, Children of the Mist, I spend a lot of time to stay with my protagonist and her family and her parents. They try to brought me to everywhere. I'm so happy when they try to explain the way they live and the way they deal with their culture. And I really love the time when I stay with them.
Has this inspired you to continue making other documentaries?
I love documentary film because I thought it's the only way I have chance to listen and to understand deeply people. I also love cinema. And I really want to tell a story and make a good movie and try my best. If any social issue and anything biggest around is will join the film, I will happy to. But the simple way to me to love documentary film is just have a chance to listen to people. With Children of the Mist, first time I tried to just observe everything, but after and day by day when I understand the life in Hmong community and my protagonist and her parents and her friends, they start to ask me about my opinions, my advice for them, and I just felt like it became their friends, and after that became like sister to my protagonist. And when everything happened, because when I discovered about bride kidnapping and woman trafficking in my protagonist village, I started to very fear about her future. And we a girl and we fought so much because she doesn't care about bride kidnapping. She just wants to hang out with her friends, sneaking out, drinking alcohol and looking for her freedom. And because when I work as filmmakers, I have to learn a lot about Hmong community history, learn from their culture, and I have my vision because I also talk with the teacher come from school, and they have same age with me to teaching the children. Somehow we, as a filmmaker, I have a large vision than my protagonist. I'm so much fear about my protagonist future, and that's why sometimes we fought so much, because I just don't want her put herself in so much risk.
Yeah.
there.
A lot of other documentary filmmakers I've talked to talk about the importance of keeping themselves separate away from their protagonist, but the passion that you and love that you have for the subject of your movie is really refreshing and really comes through in the movie itself. So congratulations so much on the movie, DM, and best of luck tomorrow at the awards.
Thank you very much.